That was the Bolero, a big crescendo in that Johann Strauss Orchestra recording. Maurice Ravel wrote the music, and before that, another little hymn to start off our day, John Sibelius, the Finlandia hymn with Voces 8, a nice lyrical version. Well, good morning, happy birthday, Johann Sebastian Bach, born 1685 in a little town known as Eisenach, Germany, to Johann Ambrosius Bach and Maria Elizabeth. We're celebrating 339 years of his incredible life. And if you have been listening the last few days, we had a little surprise in store. And that surprise has arrived here into the studio. And I'll just begin with one note. We got a little piano, a new baby in the studio. The first world chord to start off. The perfect day to begin. So very, very excited about this. Great way to show some of the inner workings of music, harmonic changes. It's from C major to C minor. And we can add, our producer's saying, add a little more level. So let's beef this guy up. There we go. A little better. And perfect. There we go. Sound check complete. So I welcome you. Thanks for joining us on this new adventure ahead. I've been dreaming about this moment, and thank the wonderful New Classical FM team who made this possible, rolled this in the other day up the stairs in two pieces, putting it together. And here we go. We have this new baby in the studio. So let's begin with a little Bach. And the nice thing about this is I have many pianos to choose from. So this is from the Well-Tempered Clavier, a celebration of harmony, each one written in a different key. Flowing, beautiful flowing rhythms, like the word itself, Bach, like a spring. Beauty is here as I can push a few buttons and we can actually hear what this would sound like on a harpsichord in Johann Sebastian Bach's day. Same pianist, same location. And now I have to play with the rhythm just a little bit. So that musical technique is known as perpetuum mobile, where you have these 16th notes that repeat relentlessly all throughout the piece. And one of the greatest works is also written for violin, using that perpetuum mobile, just a feeling of rhythm, vibrant rhythm that repeats again and again all throughout the piece. And that's also found in his violin partita number 3 in E. We'll have a listen to that effect also, the perpetuum mobile in the prelude. Happy birthday, Johann. Here is Hilary Hahn on the violin.